the Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Andrew Knott, CEO of Savannah Energy, S-A-V-E, ticker. Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, another milestone here. You've announced first gas sales to Central Horizon Gas Company Limited, and we'll discuss the detail of that in a bit. As always, Andrew, just a quick summary of the business, different parts to it, of course, lots going on for people new to the story. Just share that with us if you could.
Yeah, look, Savannah's a British independent energy company focused around delivering projects in Latin Africa. So what we mean by that is all of our projects make a significant difference in their countries of operation. We're currently active in four countries, Nigeria, Niger, Chad and Cameroon. In Nigeria, we supply a significant portion of the country's gas for power. In Niger, we're involved in an oil development, which will significantly increase the country's GDP. And then in Chad and Cameroon, we're involved in a project which has the largest oil pipeline in West Africa. And then separately in our renewables division, we've announced our first three projects, which include the largest battery farm park, planned battery farm in Africa, and the largest solar project in sub-Saharan Africa, so in South Africa, and a project which would include, and a wind farm which would increase the on-grid electricity by over 40% at full capacity. So that's our company. We're an energy company focused around delivering energy in Africa.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So take us through this first gas sales to Central Horizon Africa. You did mention this, the agreement back in February, but take us through the detail of this if you could, Andrew.
Yeah, so it will add another 5 million scf a day of gas sales. This follows on a series of other facilities that we've operationalised gas sales agreements with. This is the third we've done year to date. To put it into context, when we bought the AccuGas business a couple of years ago, it was only connected to 3 customers full stop. I'm expecting us to both continue to sign new gas sales agreements and to operationalise existing contracts that we signed over the course of the second half of the year. But really, this shows very strong momentum, and clearly we anticipate very strong production numbers this year, given what's happened with the operationalization of these new gas sales agreements.
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's as far as you're concerned, it's, you know, you're busy there. You're knocking out contracts. Is it all going to plan, Andrew?
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, last year we did 22,000 BOE per day. We announced a 35 million scf a day. Which is about between 6,000 and 7,000 BOE per day equivalent increase in one of our contracts earlier in the year. This is about 1,000 BOE equivalent increase. So you can see the significance of these contracts. And I think we're in the process of doing a large acquisition in Chad and Cameroon, and rightly people are focused on that. But you can see that the existing business, we continue to develop it, to improve it, and to make a real difference in Nigeria in terms of the provision of power.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Andrew, if someone's listening to this, likes the sound of the progress you're making there, but are not yet following the story, just give them 3 quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add Savannah Energy to their watch list, please.
I think the first thing is the quality of our asset base. I think we have a world-class asset base with high-quality assets. So I think the quality of the base business, I think, is very, very important, and the difference that base business makes. All of our assets make a big difference to the communities, societies, countries in which we operate. Secondly, there's very significant organic growth within each of our existing business units. I've outlined that, for example, in my shareholder letter, which I would urge anybody who wants to find out more about Savannah, or if they look at our most recent investor presentation, that also sort of summarises that organic upside. And then the last reason is, I think we're in a once-in-a-generation opportunity frame, whereby the energy transition is creating an opportunity to build a significant renewable energy business, and also is motivating a series of hydrocarbon assets, which will pose which will be as an essential part of the African energy transition, to be divested from the super majors. And the combination of those two opportunities, I think I've said before, I think is once in a generation. To give you an idea of the scale of the ambition of the business, we're looking to quadruple the size of the business over the course of the next 4 years. And I think that's very realistic and very doable.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous stuff. And good to chat to you, and no doubt we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.